Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Buzzard. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Taylor moves to third. Dark moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoke. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard spins and fires to second, and Hoke is picked off. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Dark scores. Walls goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Mazeroski reaches third base with a triple. Skinner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Cubs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoke strikes out. Two outs. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias is 0-for-1 in the game. Mejias hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark bunts towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Taylor trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 3 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahias hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Rocky Nelson. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Christopher tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard juggles the ball. That's an error on Buzzard. Verdon moves to second. Bill Henry now pitching. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Roy Face now pitching. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. There goes Taylor. The throw from Foyles to second, and Taylor is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Skinner strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart pinch hits for Roman Mahias. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.